Hello, everybody. Welcome to the A1 Content Services podcast. This is John, and today we're going to talk about Google My Business profile messages and how you can set up automated answers for your commonly asked questions. First of all, thanks for listening. And if you haven't listened to this podcast before and you're curious about other Google My Business episodes, you can go back just a couple of months and you'll see that I talk about Google My Business pretty regularly, only because it's a very important piece of your small business strategy on Google, especially when you're referring to SEO, a good website, getting customers, making sure you're there first on the search, and things like that. So I just encourage you to take a look back at some of my episodes and see what else I have to say about Google My Business. With that being said, now let's get on with Google My Business messaging. First, we should probably talk about how the chat function on Google Business Profiles even works. Now on the back end, if you go ahead and turn on Get Customer Messages or Messaging, I can't remember what they call it now, you basically are allowing customers to chat directly with your business at the time that they see your listing on Google. So your messages will appear in the profile on Google, and then you'll receive notifications for incoming messages. In some cases, you may have to download the Google My Business Profile app in order to get the notifications onto a mobile device, but it doesn't always have to be that way. There's other third parties that will connect to the chat function on Google My Business. One of the coolest things about the chat is you can actually customize the automated messages, which is what we're going to talk about today a little bit later. But you can also share photos with the customers. You can also have multiple people managing that profile. Each one of those people has access to those messages. So if you're running a small business that, like a service business, you might actually want more than one person taking in those messages so that they're not missed. You do not want to miss that customer in the last few seconds that they're searching for your business, or your business shows up when they're searching for a business to solve a problem that they have. It's another one of the great features that Google allows you to have to reach your customer absolutely first before they decide to do another search and find another business to do what they need them to do. A couple of the features that Google has built in to the chat function that you can actually adjust on the back end is you can turn on the chat, turn it off. You can find your messages right inside Google search. You can turn read receipts on and off so that you know whether or not the customer is actually getting your messages. You can also delete the messages inside search, and you can manage all the notifications that you get at the same time. You can block conversations if you end up getting spam and things like that, but you can also share the photos like I mentioned earlier. So if a customer has a specific question about maybe a product that you sell, you're able to snap a quick photo, send it right back to them in search, and they can decide then if that's the type of business that they want to do business with, or maybe the product that they need, and maybe that turns into a conversation and they're on their way to your business to buy that product. Basically, the messaging works the same in Google Maps. But there's one more feature that you can turn on within Google Maps, and that is the welcome messages. Basically, a welcome message are automatically sent to the client's contacts for your business. So you can at least say, hey, we're here. Thanks for contacting us. Please let us know what you need. We'd be happy to help, and things like that. You basically just turn the thing on, you tap it, you can edit your welcome message, and once you save it and your client reaches out to you, that will be the first message that they receive back from your business. It is then up to you to make sure someone is there to continue the conversation, making it a lot nicer to start the conversation, to get it going before a customer decides to maybe ask a question. And because they get no reply, they're moving on to the next business, which is exactly opposite of what you would like to happen. Before we move on to how you can set up automated messages for that type of feature on Google Business Profile, there's one thing you should keep in mind. Whether you have one person looking at the messages for the business or you have multiple people, if they delete a message from their device, the person on the other end can still see the message. So you definitely want to keep in mind the type of messages you're sending back and forth. And even if you send one and you feel like it shouldn't be sent and delete it, it's still getting through to the other person. And all the messages are being deleted from every single person connected to that business on any device that they use. So just keep that in mind. And now we can move on to how you can set up automated messages for the most commonly asked questions. So for me, the first thing I think when I see this Google Business Profile messaging FAQ style setup is I think about Facebook pages and how they are able to set up basically like a chat bot to talk to your customers, kind of guide them through a process, maybe answer a few commonly asked questions, and then send them off to the website or maybe pick up the chat at that time so that they're not just kind of waiting around for you. Google apparently is implementing this, and it's a great thing. I'm sure there's some businesses out there that get the same questions all the time. And let's be honest, even when you have your name, the phone number, your hours, what services you provide right there on your Google business profile, people don't read everything and they might just zoom right into chat and ask you what your hours are for the day. This is a great way to fire back and just say, hey, here's our hours for Saturday. We're open until 5 p.m. We'll see you soon, or that type of messaging. How might a small business use a feature like this on their profile? Well, it does depend on the business, but we all have Google business profiles, or we should. And if you don't have one, please take a look back at a couple of my episodes about how to set one up for your business. It's free real estate on Google. It's very valuable, and it's easy to set up. But for me, if there's some sort of plumbing company or some kind of service company or even a brick and mortar hardware store, for example, that's getting the same questions all the time, those are very easy to set up. So Google now allows you to set up an FAQ portion of the messaging so that if a customer asks you, you can immediately reply. They're not waiting around for a reply. And again, you're giving them less than 3 seconds to decide, okay, this is the business I need to go to. Granted, the question might not be exact to the answer, but it's something worth testing. Google did not make an official announcement for this feature. It was just kind of added in the last month or so. So it's a great time to get on it right away, and hoping that maybe some of your competition has not been on it yet, and you might be able to grab that customer for free. Mind you, it is a free service. And you can grab that customer before they move on to the next business in line on their Google search. So it's definitely worth looking into. Another great feature of it, of course, is that you're going to save time with your business. It's no different than setting up a call tree on your phone system to get people routed to the department that they need to be speaking to. You can kind of look at business profile messages the same way. You kind of want to guide them through a process. And if they're asking about store hours, you can easily tell them and maybe even throw a link on there to your website where you have the hours built out. One of the best features of the automated FAQ for your Google business profile is the fact that you can use a link in that message. So if they're asking about something very general, but you might have even a further response already put up on your webpage, definitely put a link there, send them to the page. I don't really have to go into the benefit of getting any customer to your website right now. I talk about that in other episodes regarding Google Ads, retargeting, and that sort of thing. But it is very beneficial, and it's another place that you can get people going to the site where you have more real estate of your own to give them a further in-depth response. Again, building trust. Again, giving them the information they want. Again, taking that customer from your competition. Again, how do we set up the FAQs for your Google business profile? It's pretty simple. Just go for your business in the browser, click on customers, then messages. There'll be a menu there. You can just click on message settings and then manage frequently asked questions. Right from there, it's a real simple FAQ style setup. You add a question, you add a response, add a question, add a response, and you're good to go, and you're off and running. You do only get up to 10 questions. A maximum of 40 characters for the questions, and your response can be 500 characters. So you do have to craft it eloquently and try to be brief but to the point. And I think that this will definitely help you position your business above any of the others on Google that has not set it up yet. So give it a try. Log into the back end of your Google My Business profile and take a look around. There's a lot of things in there, including this way you can set up automated FAQs for your Google business profile. Okay, so now that we have the FAQs all set up, or you're going to definitely think about crafting your best 10 responses to the most commonly asked questions, let's talk about some of the guidelines for Google Chat. Even if you don't have it turned on yet, these are the top three things you can definitely keep in mind for when you're ready to turn it on and get your business found by the customers that are looking for your products. So let's take a look real quick. Once you have Google Chat set up, it's really nice. Google adds plenty of information in their help section, but the three main things you want to keep in mind is you want to secure personal and confidential information. Don't let your customers provide anything sensitive. Passwords, credit card numbers, social security numbers, login credentials for anything. Those types of things need to be done in person, over the phone, or some secure chat. Google Business Profile Chat is not going to be secure for that, so you want to definitely avoid your customer giving you any of that information, obviously to avoid any sort of liability moving forward. Another thing to keep in mind, and of course this goes without saying, but when you say it goes without saying, you're obviously thinking about it, so why not bring it up, right? Do not misrepresent your business. Do not make misleading claims. If you're trying to impersonate an organization or individual, make false statements about your identity or qualifications or anything like that to be an authorized representative of a company, it's not going to go good. Do not provide inaccurate promotional information. Anything that kind of just lures the customer to where you want them to go, either your website or otherwise. You definitely just want to use this as a trust building exercise. So misrepresenting yourself or misleading the customer in any way is not going to be good. Whether they report the chat, whether they leave a negative review because they found out what you said was not what, you know, was not actual or not reality, or Google just doesn't audit and they find that you are misrepresenting your business. None of those things are going to turn out well. So definitely just keep away from misrepresenting your business. This might also come into play when you decide which people have access to the business profile and the messaging feature. So just a very important thing to keep in mind so that you're not creating a bigger problem for yourself down the road. Of course, the third and final thing to just keep in mind before you turn the chat on is respond promptly. Definitely make sure you have the time to respond within 24 hours. You want to have the best experience for your customer, so replying within 24 hours of getting a message is the best option to do it. If you can do it quicker, great. Google's going to be using the time management or some sort of time requirement of 24 hours to kind of show that your Google Business Profile is active, that customers can trust the fact that they're going to get a reply back from you, and that's all going to, I'm sure, play into an algorithm for the Google Business Profiles, how they show up on search and maps. So starting right from the beginning, do not turn chat on unless you know you can respond to those messages within 24 hours. Definitely set up the automated responses to the frequently asked questions to get the conversation going. If you can get them to your website or someplace where there's a phone call they can make and get in contact with your business faster, definitely do that. If there's a place they can fill out a contact form, definitely do that, just so they're not waiting up to 24 hours to get a reply from you. If you cannot respond within a day, don't turn chat on. It's that simple. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it right there for this one. Just a really quick update for Google Business Profiles. Again, if you don't have one set up, listen to a few of the episodes that I have on my podcast showing you how to do that, why it's important. If you do have it set up, definitely keep the last three things in mind before you turn chat on so that you're providing an excellent customer experience when they find your business on Google Search or Google Maps. And don't just turn it on because it's the next, you know, shiny object that you got to give a try to. Definitely plan to use it if you're going to turn it on. So with that being said, thanks for listening. I'm going to try to get out some more small business, Google Profile, Google Ads, YouTube SEO type episodes in the next coming weeks. So if you would like to give a little subscription to wherever you listen to the podcast, that would be great. I'd appreciate it. And honestly, I don't need a review. I would just like it if you know another small business or a business owner that can benefit from what you're hearing on the podcast today or in the last few episodes. Definitely just share it with them. That would be great. I'm going to leave a bunch of links in the description in case you need to find the Google Help Docs or any other information we spoke about. And of course, if you want to reach out to me anywhere else online, you can find me on Twitter at A1Content. So hopefully we can continue the conversation about Google Business Profiles there and how you can turn the chat on. Otherwise, I hope to see you next week.